How did you come to Tulsa the first time?
I did a proposal for them of how to upgrade United Video into an AT&T competitor on the ground with a microwave. They had a board meeting.
United Video.
Well, LVO, because LVO was going to put the money in.
LVO?
Yeah, LVO is an oil company headed by Wayne Swearingen.
Okay.
They were the money behind United Cable, of which one subsidiary was United Video. LVO had a meeting on whether or not they would finance this upgrade. They came out, and John Brock told me, come on in. Wayne wants to talk to you and the board at one time. He just looked at me and said, Ed, we'll implement your proposal. You move to Tulsa and be the president of the company. I told him, well, give me 24 hours. I got to go home and talk to the wife. We decided that, yeah, we'd move down here and do that. Because satellites were stalled. AT&T had done a good job of stalling it to their time schedule. So there was about a 4 or 5 year gap in there where things could have been done a lot sooner if they hadn't stopped it at the FCC.
Didn't you and a gentleman by the name of Julius Livingston plays a part, rebuilt Swearingen's oil company? They began to gather cable franchises from Tulsa and other cities?
Wayne Swearingen did that himself.
Okay.
Julius Livingston was Livingston Oil. They changed it to LVO.
Okay.
The bank were closed on Livingston Oil. The head of the bank was Wayne's brother. I think it was Gene.
Yes.
And Gene got Wayne to come in, take over the bankrupt company, and make it viable. Wayne basically did that, with John Brock being the day-to-day head of the oil company, and Murray Gillette was the financier type of guy. And then LVO looked around for other investments and bought a controlling percentage of United Video from the Snyder brothers and pretty much gave the brothers their say-so. And with the funds from Livingston Oil, had some good land and assets under the ground and some good wells. So it threw off a lot of cash. And Wayne put it into United Cable and United Video and did a good job.
Well, we remember the name of Tulsa Cable.
Yeah.
What was Tulsa Cable?
It was a part of United Cable, headed by the Snyder brothers. Actually, they were out of Casper, Wyoming, but Gene moved here when Wayne invested in him. And Tulsa Cable, the reason it had another name, there was a group, Swanson, Bill Swanson. He and Oral Roberts put in a competitive bid to the city of Tulsa to build a cable system here. It would have taken a long time to beat them in front of a city council and lawsuits and that type of thing. So Wayne and Gene set up a merger of Tulsa Cable. So the Roberts family owned a piece of it. Bill Swanson became the general manager. Mark Savage was really the guy running the show. Swanson was kind of like chairman of the board. Savage was president.
What time frame are we talking about?
Early 70s.
And Oral Roberts was in on the forefront of Tulsa Cable?
Yep.
Was he investing money?
No. All they did was basically merge his application in, and I don't remember whether he got 10%, and Swanson got the job of leading it in some percentage, and eventually lost the job because he was a good public relations and talking guy, but he really wasn't a good manager. If Mark Savage hadn't been there, it probably would have gone under.
So Tulsa Cable bought this microwave company, United Video.
No, United Video was just a microwave company owned by United Cable. United Cable was the big stockholder in Tulsa Cable.
Okay.
And they also had gone out and won so many franchises that they were franchise rich. And even Wayne Swearingen's cash wasn't enough for them to build all the franchises they had. And then interest rates went to 15% in the early 70s. And they were in a lot of trouble. But they sold Seattle to somebody. They sold Omaha to another company. And they sold Des Moines and used the money from selling the franchises to finance Tulsa Cable as far as the equity part of it. And had a tough road to get it done and financially viable.
Ted Turner helped you create a company, Southern Satellite Systems.
Mm-hmm.
What did that do?
That's the one that built an earth station, ran it a transponder, and distributed Ted's program to cable companies. Ted didn't pay me, and I didn't pay him. I didn't see any advertising revenue. He didn't see any subscriber revenue.
That became very profitable.
Yes.